Malik Mia has written in Green Left Weekly that the demand to abolish the current police force is step one. Community control, independent prosecutors, and the creation of a safety force must follow to revolutionize policing. Can you elaborate on that, please?
No, that's a little bit backwards, and activists can argue about it. But of course, it's backwards. You're not going to abolish a police department and then get community control. It really doesn't work that way. As others have pointed out, if there is a vacuum under capitalism in security for property, then the people with property are going to buy their security. If the public's not going to provide the policing that the oligarchs want, then the oligarchs and even white neighborhood associations will then contract with private security firms. And we know this will occur. We saw it in New Orleans with Katrina. As soon as there was no effective police because the police were either stranded or had left town themselves, then we saw this huge influx of private security firms, including not just Blackwater, the villainous mercenary outfit based in the U.S., but Israeli security firms, all of them descending on New Orleans. You would have that kind of situation if you willy-nilly disbanded before establishing black community control or community control. That's what you'd see. But that's not going to happen. If it did happen, however, you'd have almost the worst of all possible worlds with these private mercenaries now stalking and acting in predatory fashion in the black community.
Elected officials and traditional civil rights leaders are not leading the current uprising. New young leaders, many of them people of color, have stepped up. How do you appreciate that phenomena?
Well, almost all the elected leaders of the black community are, of course, Democrats, and they take their orders from the Democratic Party and from Nancy Pelosi. So we saw the farcical spectacle of Nancy Pelosi surrounded by her minions in the Congressional Black Caucus, putting on kente cloth and taking a knee in the Capitol grounds in some kind of symbolic act of solidarity. But we have to talk about who that was surrounding Nancy Pelosi. In 2014, 2 months before Michael Brown was shot down in Ferguson, Missouri, the Grayson Amendment was on the House floor. The Grayson Amendment would have halted, abolished the Pentagon's 1033 program. The 1033 program is the federal program, the main one, for militarization of the police. It funnels billions of dollars in military weapons and gear and sometimes training to local police departments. And it was up for a vote. In that vote, 30 members of the Congressional Black Caucus voted to keep the 1033 program going. Only 8 voted against it. That means 80% of the Congressional Black Caucus voted to continue the militarization of the police. That included William Clay, who was Michael Brown's congressman, Michael Brown being the young man shot down in Ferguson, Missouri in August of 2014, setting off what came to be called the Black Lives Matter movement. But those same Congressional Black Caucus members, having gone through the first iteration of the Black Lives Matter movement, seem to have learned nothing, nothing at all. It was as if the movement never existed, because in 2018, 75% of the Congressional Black Caucus voted to make the police a protected class. That is, protected like people of color are protected under the law, and voted an assault against police should be a federal hate crime. Of course, you know, everybody knows that when the police kick your butt, they always charge you with assault. So now you'll be eligible for another 5 years in prison for committing a federal hate crime because the cops charged you with assault. But this is what that Congressional Black Caucus does, and they have the nerve to bend the knee and kneel along with their boss lady as if they are in solidarity with any movement against the police.